Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Welcome, Kathy and everybody. This is now in February, I believe, Tuesday the 17th. We've just started a new series called We Are All Called to Be Prophets. It would be helpful if you haven't listened to yesterday, is just go back under the premise of that our role is to serve building our community together. Mm-hmm. And speaking truth, and perhaps, you know, something, sometimes, you know, hey, pay attention to something that's coming up, which we'll talk about. But a healthy community is everybody in that community is speaking into each other's lives. Mm-hmm. And that's what we call is the prophetic. And, yeah. And it's not.
And not their own opinions. It's they're all seeking God together, which is beautiful.
Or that I have this extraordinary gift. And remember when he talks about gifting, because he lists mm-hmm. prophetic as a gifting.
Right.
But see, he lists it in the same list, and this is in Corinthians and Romans, as wisdom, mm-hmm. as faith. So think about that. God says it's impossible for anybody to walk with me without what? Faith. So I can't get around that. In other words, mm-hmm. I can't rely on somebody else. Well, you have the gift of faith, so I'll just borrow yours. He said, no, every person has to walk in faith, has to learn to walk in faith, which is what our ministry is all about. Every person is called to receive wisdom, but he lists it as a gift. And what it means is it's not somebody has that gift. It's that I will stimulate, anoint special moments mm-hmm. with people in your group to have a extraordinary, let's say, experience mm-hmm. with faith, with wisdom, you know, with belief of the supernatural, with miracles, with prophetic. So that think of just, we're all called to be there mm-hmm. and exercise it, but there's these moments, and it talks about manifestation. It's not that I have the gift of prophecy. It's rather that there will be moments when my prophetic ability spiritually will be heightened mm-hmm. and I'll bring it into a situation with somebody that God says, because of where you are right now, I'm going to use you to facilitate what I'm up to, and you'll see the gift of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. being manifested. But at the same time, he says, don't you tell that person, well, you'd better do this because I said so, you mm-hmm. know, even then. Let's go confirm that, you know, together.
Right.
So it's really an interesting thing. So as we talk at it and get into it, you know, the whole concept is how do I participate in speaking truth mm-hmm. to each other, hearing what God has to say, contributing to that process, and be a receiver of that as well. So mm-hmm. I let other people be prophetic, you know, into my life. Yesterday, we had a you know, introduction to that, which is out of 1 Corinthians 14. He said, you know, desire it. Make sure that it, as you do it, is going to be encouraging, comforting, and instructive, that there's qualities to it. The heart, see, is the heart of God. It's mm-hmm. not judgment. And he said, remember, in Christ, there is no condemnation, Romans 8, 1 and 2, but rather it's invitation. Mm-hmm. Even if you're walking away, even if you're, yeah, what you're doing just isn't of God, or your decisions that you're making isn't of God, but my heart is to help you be instructed to come on back and receive mm-hmm. what God has to say. So the heart is always there, see?
Right.
The prophetic. And yesterday we talked about an interesting scenario where I've heard a promise, ain't happening, is it guaranteed? And we basically said, it's potential, not guaranteed. God doesn't violate free will. He will work to stimulate the desire to choose right, mm-hmm. For sure. He wants you to participate in that. And the key on that, by the way, is don't quit.
Right.
Well, it ain't happening, so whatever. Mm-hmm. Or it just isn't true. And God says, I haven't said any of that yet. I said, the story's still ongoing. Now let me help you walk step by step by step right. into that promise. And don't worry, because if you conclude that, yeah, it probably isn't going to happen, then I'd quit, see?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, well, God said it. That's right. My heart. I want that to happen. I'm offering that as a potential. So come on, let's keep going. So it was an interesting discussion. And as we talk about, you know, the prophetic, it's really helping each other in the community. And we actually got another question that came up. You know, so why don't you read that and we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this one's a little funny just because it's very timely. As we're taping this, today is January 22nd. I know it airs on the 17th, but there is a significant storm coming, goodness, across most of the U.S., it seems like, but definitely hitting the East Coast pretty hard. And there have been major interruptions for several people I know in several situations that all seem to be like very God-anointed things that are now about to be interrupted in some way, shape, or form. So here was the question. Does Satan have authority to mess with the weather? And then my translation of this question is, how do we know the difference between a spiritual attack and general adversity? Where does weather fit into this? I think that's really what the heart of the question is not so much, can he mess with the weather, but where does his authority lie and all of that? So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, think of it in two kind of, you know, concepts. One is that the natural that includes, you know, weather, you know, accidents, you know, just all kinds of stuff, you know, because Jesus
things
said
that in just plain happen in a fallen world too.
Yeah. In the world, and this is John 16:33, in the world, you're going to have what? Trouble.
Trouble.
And the word there is you're going to have distress, stress, pressure, things that aren't working.
Annoyances. It's all of those things, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, how come? Well, because the authority was given to Adam and Eve by God. You have dominion over the earth. And it was perfect, by the way. Well, they, because they fell, they handed it over to Satan, who does have authority over the earth. And as a consequence, two things specifically happened is one, they then lost their spiritual perfection and it vacated. That's what he said, if you do that, you're going to die, which they did. And now you have a sin nature. Okay, what's the sin nature? I don't automatically have a relationship with God, one, and two, is I don't have the ability to meet the requirement, which is to be perfect, because God is perfect. So now the remedy is being born again. I have to have the Holy Spirit come back to me, and then I have the opportunity to have relationship, and I can live in a beautiful life if, even with my now knowing that I'm going to spend eternity with God because I have the Holy Spirit, I have to surrender that daily. Christ says what? Deny self, take up your cross and follow me. If you don't, you go back out into the world away from me because of your sin nature, which you have to keep putting to death. It doesn't get any better.
Right.
It has to be put to death. Okay. Secondly, is that then the dynamic of the world changed. And it's called entropy and it's destruction. And that includes, you know, think about when we just think of, okay, naturally, what does that look like? Weather, earthquakes, volcanoes, tornadoes, awful storms, disasters, you know, we could say flooding and all that stuff. He said, okay, that's now normal as part of the world. So go to Luke chapter 4 and just read verses 5 to 8.
Sure, hang on just a second. Luke 4:5-8. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only shall you serve.
Yeah. So he said, the kingdom of the world has been given to me and I have authority over that. And remember, what's his nature? It's John 10:10.
Kill, steal, and destroy.
The thief is, it's everything about it is destruction and killing and harm
and chaos
and chaos. You know, and whether it's a big piece of that. Okay, then go to 1 John 5. Just read verses 18 and 19. And again, spoken to Christ pre-resurrection. This is spoken to Christ, or this is spoken by John post-resurrection.
Okay, 1 John 5, what verses
5,
again?
18 and 19.
Says, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. we know that we are of God and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
Yeah. So, and the word there, sway, is under the same word that Satan used is I have dominion, authority. Mm-hmm. The world lies under the authority of Satan. Okay. So, so in general, and as you look at history, mm-hmm. you know, are there weather disasters, impacts, things that happen that are destructive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, is that until the very end, and God basically destroys this earth, which actually we're going to talk about as a statement as we look at the prophetic, is we're all subject to the ebbs and flows of weather,
mm-hmm.
which is in a cycle of destruction. And we got to be careful. The magnitude of what we call the cost of it mm-hmm. seems to be bigger. But the truth of it is, if we look at through history, it's happened all through history.
Mm-hmm.
And awful things, hurricanes and tornadoes and snowstorms and all this stuff is just, it's just part of the fallen world per
right.
se. So that would be considered, in a sense, general adversity.
So not so much a spiritual attack, even if it felt like it was directly aligned with a time that.
Well, and then on top yes. of that, so number one is we don't assume it's a spiritual attack
okay.
that. You're just going to experience it, you know, that
mm-hmm.
right now there's a snowstorm that's being developed that's going to move into the, you know, a lot of states that typically don't have it.
Right.
Well, if you go back and even look at the last 20 years, it kind of happens once
that
or
happens.
Twice a year. And it's going to happen. And so it's part of general adversity. Now, can it also be a spiritual attack? You know, is sure, because the enemy, think of the goal of the enemy.
Right.
Is to thwart God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can manipulate, which he has power to manipulate things, including weather
mm-hmm.
and events, is if I can prevent something from happening or destroy something that was going to happen, it can become a spiritual attack. Now, the key is we have to hear that from God.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, don't make an assumption. Well, this is a spiritual attack because I was
right.
going to have a meeting and it's not going to happen, you know, or
right.
it's going to be difficult.
And I think we're all prone to go there quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. That this is the enemy coming against me. And God says, mostly it's just general stuff and you're just part of it. You're not exempt mm-hmm. from it. By the way, and this is kind of the key and even interesting enough in the second piece of it is, well, why don't you just ask me what you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
What do we do here? What's your answer here? Including, yeah, just cancel the thing and we'll do it again later. Or no, just
right.
go ahead and do it anyway. And maybe there's going to be a different dynamic to actually have a pastor friend who is doing an inviting leadership retreat with his church this coming up
mm-hmm.
this weekend. And we get a call, you know, like, yeah, we're going to have a storm. Should we cancel it?
Mm-hmm.
And is this the enemy preventing it? You know, and I said, well, let's just go ask him, you know, and,
right.
and what does he have to say about it? And as we processed it through, we heard God say, no, just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
May be different than you think, by the way. And yeah, people might choose not to come, but interesting enough, I could actually make it a fun, enjoyable time
right.
for you to experience this in a different way, you know, and so trust it. So, you know, can he do it? Yeah. And I have a specific personal example, you know, and we've shared this. We have a web link on this. Back in 2008, it was a nice afternoon and our whole family was home and we went outside after we were inside for a while and we just went outside, you know, and we noticed like, there's a storm here and we're standing there watching it. And all of a sudden a tornado forms.
Mm-hmm.
Right near our property.
Which is not usual where you are.
Not in Colorado. And we were like, huh. And we would call it typically a dust storm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'll go. And you know, so what, you know, and then all of a sudden it gets really dark and thick. And God said, this is a tornado, you know, and you got to deal with this. So I said, okay, everybody go inside. And we have a room down in the basement that's protected. If the house goes, everybody go down there. And
mm-hmm.
so they do. And so I stay out there. And my question was, what the heck is this?
Mm-hmm.
And is this just a typical general problem or is there something else? And God says, in this case, this is the enemy coming after you and your house because you use it for retreats in Abide Ministry. This is to destroy Abide Ministry.
Mm.
And it's coming after you. And so what do you want me to do about it? He said, I want you to go and pray against it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to stand there and you pray that I will protect you and you're going to have to hold this back through your belief. Do you believe it?
Mm.
So I go to the door. We have a window, you know, and it's coming up to the house. And I'm praying. I happen to be, God had been showing me the covenant. And he said, no, I will deliver the covenant. I'll bless you to make you a blessing and I'll protect you. And so God, take it away, take it away, take it away. You said, I rebuke the enemy. And so it goes up back into the clouds and then it goes, you know, over the house. I think, hallelujah, it's good. And so I go to the front door because I noticed, you know, it's going to go away and maybe it's going to drop back down. Well, it goes over the house and drops back down.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's 8 times bigger.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, well, because it's going west to east, well, mm-hmm. it's going to go east. And it doesn't.
Mm.
It stops and returns.
Wow.
And which everybody, even the weather people said that they don't even understand how that happened, you know, mm-hmm. that it doesn't do that. Well, it came back and I had to pray again, you know. And then, by the way, they were so concerned about where I was. Linda and Michelle came and all they did, they saw me praying at the door and they saw what's happening and they start praying with me, you know? And so we rebuked it. And so we saw it and interesting enough, because it happened to be the night of the Democratic convention, they videotaped it because there were helicopters out for the convention and they went and they videotaped and our house is the videotape.
Wow.
And they're seeing the tornado come and go, come back. Go away, mm-hmm. come back again, stronger. And we were holding it back because we knew that this was a specific attack of weather. And this is interesting. So that's videotaped, you know, and then eventually it just goes up into the air and nothing happened at all. I mean, mm-hmm. other than some trees were down, but nothing. So they take the video and we have the video and you can see the evil face in the tornado.
Mm.
It's visible. And it's interesting because about a year later, there's another one that happened in Birmingham, Alabama, and they took a video of that. It's exactly the same face.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's fascinating.
That was another attack. So we recognize that, and I was willing to God just say, no, this is just a problem, weather problem. You're not exempt from it. You know, go downstairs. Mm-hmm. Your house is going to get damaged and
But God alerted you otherwise. Yeah.
But no, this is a specific attack. So the answer mm-hmm. is it can be both.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't automatically say because of the weather problem, it's a personal attack. Mm-hmm. It's just, okay, we got a problem here and we have things planned or it's happening. What would you have me do?
Mm-hmm.
And God will give you direction about what to do. And God can, and we've seen this lots of times, interesting enough, you know, hurricanes, when we had our business in medical transportation, we had several hurricanes that were going to completely annihilate the stuff we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, God, what do you have to say about it? He said, pray. I want you to pray against it. I can move it. It didn't eliminate it, but I can move it. And he did.
Mm.
And it didn't impact like we said. So he can still have the power of it. And then two, sometimes he said, in addition, this is personally against you. And mm-hmm. against what you're up to. And you need to hear my wisdom, hear my instruction, and I'll show you what I want you to do with it. Which, again, if you're surrendered, you're not automatically saying, well, because it's a spiritual activity, you got to make it happen.
Right.
It could be, actually, my will is just, you know what, call it off, and we'll redo it a different time, and actually mm-hmm. help everybody, you know, get safe. And it's not going to thwart what I'm up to,
mm-hmm.
because I can overcome it, and I have overcome it. And all you have to do is keep listening. And so the key is don't assume anything,
right?
But be interested in what the truth is. And sometimes it can be a personal attack.
Yeah. Yeah. Have I ever shared on here the story of, goodness, this was years ago when we first started doing Abide retreats and there was a big snowstorm. We were taking just our leadership team. We had done a couple retreats. And then God really laid on our hearts, you need to, just the six of you, our worship and our Nathan and Kendra doing our cooking. So the six of us going up to the Cachero's house in Holderness for a retreat to really press in and check in on how everybody was abiding and really just shore up the team itself. And so we had that planned. And sure enough, a huge storm came in that was going to interrupt the drive for sure to make that safe for all of us to get there. And as we prayed about it, we're like, okay, God, you know, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to cancel this? You know, we really feel like this was, and it was hard to get a date that all worked for us. You know, we really feel like this is what you wanted us to do. How are we to go? And all of us basically heard, you are still to go. You are to sit tight until I tell you it's time to go.
Yeah.
And then when I say go, you are to go in buffalo style, which you know that from C-12 mentality. But the idea is buffalo, when buffaloes see a storm, they head straight into the storm and they go in together. Right. And then they get through the other side more quickly and all of that instead of running and scattering and all of that. So we all determined, okay, when we feel like God says it's time, we will meet at this particular gas station and the three cars will caravan up there together through the storm. God laid on our hearts specifically 2 o'clock. We didn't look at the weather to see what was going to be happening or anything like that. It's like, meet at this at 2 o'clock. And so we did. So we hit the road. As each of us went, during that time frame that we drove, it was clear. There was not a snowflake touching our windshield. Nothing, just in this, and there's this big storm all around, nothing touching us. And we're like, oh, this is great, God, you know. And then we get together, and as we exit off of 93 to head into Holderness, as we turn that exit, all of a sudden you see just a blanket of snow falling. And then directly in front of the first car of our caravan, a snowplow pulls in front of us and plows the whole way that we get to Rich and Janet's. Now, here's the kicker of the whole thing. My friend Betsy had also been praying over all of this with us and praying as we traveled and all of that. And she sent me a picture after the retreat. She's like, I just want you to have a photo of what was going on. She pulled up the radar of the timing. When I texted her and said, God said, and I hadn't even looked at the radar. I said, God told us, hit the road, meet it too, whatever. She pulled up a picture of the radar. And so we have it. And the direct route that we were on, the storm is all around. And there's a circle that encompasses the places that we were driving where there was zero storm, like a big donut.
Yeah.
That followed us that entire time until we hit the edge and then the snowplow pulled out. And So we have photo recollection again of God saying, yeah, this is happening, but that doesn't deter me. I can take you through it. I want you to go together. And there's a reason for that. And it was such a cool move of faith in all of us. You know?
And remember, the truth of it is always just to say, well, let me show you what's happening. It is general adversity. You're not exempt from it. Mm-hmm. It's happening in the area and you're just part of the area. Or in addition to that, this is something specifically of an attack against you. And though you need to rebuke it one, and then the key question, even in both scenarios, is, well, what do you have to say about this?
Yes.
And what are you going to do? What do you want me to do?
Right.
And if you approach it in a beautiful, healthy way, you're not focusing on, I have to determine what it is, or I assume
yes.
what it is. It's just, what is it? Mm-hmm. And how do you want me to proceed?
Right.
Because you have a will even for this, see?
And, right.
And so you don't think, well, it's only this or only that. It's rather, it can be, you know, an entire spectrum of things. And we just had to hear what it is. And then what do you have to say about it? So it's a really interesting question. And interesting, it's like you say right now, where we all see that weather issues are significant and mm-hmm. can be problematic, you know? And so we just have to understand it. And so, Father, we thank you for the truth of that the enemy does have authority over this world, is kill, steal, and destroy. Weather's a part of that and can be a personal attack. And so we just pray that you'll give us the wisdom of what is it, how do you want us to respond to it, and what do you want to do to guide us into your overcoming it. And we praise you and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for answering that question. Kind of a fun question to talk about, right?
Yeah.
But if you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.